Let's talk for a minute about money. Money is something that all of us need to survive. You can't buy food without it. You can't pay rent without it. If you're a guy and you're trying to take a girl out on a nice date, without money, it's basically impossible. So, you know, you've spent your whole life living with your parents, but I think for many of you, you're probably getting to a place where you're realizing, oh man, I need money. You might be working in your first job, or you might be having to deal with paying off student loans, but you know that you need it, and you know that you can't live off of your parents' generosity forever. At some point in your life, you're going to need to get money. And I always kind of grew up with this idea of security coming from a job. I thought, man, I need to get a good job one day. Something that'll pay the bills. Something that'll bring in lots of money. Because the more money I have, the more stuff I can buy and the more things I can do. There was people in my life I would look at and I would judge their success in life based on how nice the things they had were. You know, if they had a nice car, if they had a big house, if they had a swimming pool. There were certain friends of mine that always had the newest video game system, and I would always have to buy, you know, the system that was 10 years old because that's all I could afford. And really, if you think about it, as Americans, the air that we breathe revolves around success. We try hard in high school, in middle school, and college. We work hard for that GPA because we want to get into a good college. Why? Just to learn? No, because we want a good job. Because we know that if we're going to be secure, we need to make a good amount of money. If we want to live a life without struggle, we need to fight hard to earn the maximum amount of money as we can so that we can live this life where we have all the stuff that we want, and then one day so that we can retire and live out the rest of our life in relaxation and comfort. And maybe that's you. Maybe you've been trying so hard your entire life to live up to those expectations of your parents and your teachers, and you want that success, and you're chasing that idea of success. And everything you're doing right now revolves around this idea of a future where everything is taken care of because you can depend on money. You're counting on the fact that your hard work will pay off so that one day you can depend on your financial security. Maybe that's what you've been striving for. And maybe even right now, there's a lot of anxiety that you're facing because of doubts and fears that no matter how hard you work or how hard you try, maybe things won't work out. And maybe you won't be secure. And maybe you won't make the money that you need to survive. And I don't know if this has been keeping you up, but it's certainly kept me up before. And that's why I want to encourage you today and offer you a different perspective. I was a good student, didn't always apply myself the way I should have, but I was smart. I got good grades. And I had dreams of going to film school. I had dreams of becoming an actor and a writer, a producer, a filmmaker. That's what I wanted to do. And I looked at that and I said, man, that would be such a great job because I'd be able to do something that I love. And I'd be rich. I mean, filmmakers make so much money. Actors make so much money. And even though that's what I wanted to do with my life, well, those of you guys who know me, you know that's not the path that God put me on. He put me into full-time ministry. And I'm so thankful for that. It's been the greatest experience of my life to be a youth pastor and to work in the local church. But it didn't always pay super well. There is times where it's been a struggle. There's been times where I've compared myself to other people my age. There's been times where I've freaked out because of the success I've seen of guys I went to school with and the size of their houses and the quality of their cars. There's been times where I've been frustrated. Honestly, I have no idea how much someone my age should be making. But here's what I can tell you from my own personal experience. Throughout every part of my life, God has always provided for me. He has always given me and my wife exactly what we need. Not always what we want, but the things that we need to survive. He has always come through. There has never been a time in my life of serving and following Jesus where I felt like I didn't have what I needed to live. And what I've experienced is that this sort of mindset of relying on Jesus to live, relying on God to provide for my needs, has been such a better way to live than the times that I've relied on myself and my own abilities and my own efforts to make money. Because honestly, in those times, I was so stressed out and so worried that I wasn't gonna make it. But now, even though there's times where I honestly think I don't know how I'm gonna make it, I can look to God and say, God, you know how I'm gonna make it. You see the future. And even though the money in the bank isn't what I need it to be right now, I can trust that you're going to provide. And guys, he always has every single time. We weren't always able to spend what we wanted on food, but we have always eaten. We didn't ever have new cars, but we had cars. We had ways to get around. We couldn't travel whenever we wanted to, but he's opened up the doors for us to go all over the world on missions trips. He's always provided exactly what we need. And I just want to encourage you, because some of you guys listening to this, you're going to go on to make so much more money than me. And that's okay, because God's going to lead you to the jobs that he leads you to. But others listening to this, you might struggle financially. And that's okay, because life isn't defined by success. It's defined by, are you devoted to Jesus? Are you following him? And he is going to lead you all exactly where he's calling you to. Whether that's to be the CEO of a company or to live in Uganda in a hut, in a village. Whatever it is, he'll provide for you exactly what you need. Our culture sells this idea of being a self-made man or woman, but there really are no self-made men or women. There's only God-made men and women. All of our efforts to make ourselves what we want to be are going to fall flat. So I just want to encourage you, look to God to provide. If you have a need, go to him and ask for it. He'll provide for your needs. If you have a want, go to him and ask for it. Sometimes he says yes. Sometimes he says, maybe not that right now. But he will always give us what we need. And the thing we need most is him. Don't stress. Don't be anxious. Just be exactly where God has you right now. Work hard. Do your best, and then trust Jesus to make up for the rest. He always will. You're gonna have good days and bad days. But at the end of the day, it's not about how much money is in your bank account. It's not how much you earn. It's not about how successful you are in the world's eyes. It's about a love relationship with Jesus. Focus on that, and he will provide for your needs. Love you guys. Until next time, I hope this blesses you. We'll talk soon.